All right, so let's talk about what it takes to build that spark of enthusiasm, okay? All right, so let's talk about the passion thing. How many of you think you can do this? How many of you know you're going to build a successful Mary Kay business, whichever direction it puts you, okay? I want everybody to say, yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
How about, yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
Ooh, that was good, girl. Okay, all right. Okay. Let's talk about where the word passion comes from. It comes from the Greek word pathos. That means to suffer. You could ask, did each of these women suffer through hard times in their journey? Yes, they did. They did overcome obstacles, you know, and they had to reach for success in order to enjoy it. So let's look at what we have to do to find that success. First of all, you guys, search deep within yourself to find that special contribution that you can make. Girls, what are you good at with your Mary Kay business? We're all good at something, right? Multiply that 10 times. If you can do a great facial, do more of them. If you can just do the most awesome skincare class, do a lot of them. Maybe you know how to sell pineapple sets, sell more. Whatever your thing is you're good at, multiply it. And whatever you're not confident at, do more of it, because confidence comes from experience. You can watch a zillion CDs and DVDs and talk to everybody you want to talk to and read every manual, but it's the experience of going out there and working with the people that will create the confidence that you need. You need to passionately and proactively share the opportunities with others. How many of you feel that you were blessed by the person who shared Mary Kay with you? How many of you feel that you should be passing that same blessing on? Okay? Whenever you're talking to other people, you really have to take you out of it. You really do. This is not about you. Yes, you do get the benefits from that lady being on your team, but she gets more benefits than you would ever get from it. And it could absolutely change her whole family's life. You have to accept responsibility for your business and do not blame others. When you blame someone else, you give them the control. Okay, if you blame the customer because that something didn't happen the way you thought it should, then you gave her control of your business. If you blame the team member who didn't show up, then you gave that person the control. If you blame your sales director, your husband, your spouse, the cat, okay, you give that person control. I would much rather take the responsibility and be able to fix it, change it, and move on. Would you not? True? So take responsibility. Mary Kay's spark became her passion. And with determination and intense belief, she made the world a better place for generations to come. Mary Kay wanted you to do the following. So let's write these babies down. Ready? Number one, she wanted you to live by the golden rule. She wanted you to treat others as you would have them treat you. Number two, she wanted you to define your priorities, what's important to you. Number three, she wanted you to trust your instincts. Number four, she wanted to continue to learn and improve. Number five, practice disciplined time management. Number six, be open to change. Be willing to do something different. Definition of insanity is continue to do the same things over and over, expecting different results. Number seven, make everyone feel important. Number eight, be enthusiastic and passionate about everything you do. Girls, that is the key to everything. You can do everything wrong, but if you're excited and enthusiastic, people will still follow right behind. You know, you don't have to be perfect to get the results you want. You just have to be willing to be excited and passionate about where you want to go. Number nine, remain humble. Remain humble. Number 10, be generous in praising people. When you're working with your customers, praise them for all their smart selections and how awesome they're going to look. You're working with a hostess, praise her for being smart. You know, on the way up, the more people you praise is the higher you will raise in your Mary Kay business. And number 11, work with integrity and honesty. You know, there are specific steps that I believe that if everybody would choose to use, that nothing could stop them in their Mary Kay business. And I want to share those with you, okay? Number one, keep your date book full. Number one, keep your date book full. My thoughts. All right? Things I think you should do. Full date book. Okay? Keep your date book full. If you have snow blindness, you have a problem. Okay? If you call someone or see someone and you say, oh, what time do you have available? And you open up your book, you say, anytime, I don't have nothing booked. Okay? Would you want to go to a hairstylist who says, I don't have one customer. You come on in. Okay? All right, true? How many of you want to go to a dentist who says, we haven't had a customer in months. Come on in. Okay. Are you not eager to work with people who have so much stuff on their books that you have to get squeezed in? Do you not wait for people you have to get squeezed in? Okay. So get something on your book. So when people look at your date book, they think you're a professional beauty consultant. Okay. Number two, make the phone your friend. And I'm talking about proactive phone work. I'm talking about talking to people who can put an appointment on your books or be on your team. Because you know, sometimes we talk on phone and we really don't need to. And we talk to people we really don't need to. Okay? I'll tell you this. Ladies, you will become the person that you are 5 years from now based on the books that you read, the CDs that you listen to, and the people you hang out with. So if you're hanging out with people who are broke and always going to be broke, okay? And the reason being is because sometimes their mindset is just that way. You have to find a mentor. You have to find someone that you want to trade places with, that you want a lifestyle that they have, and you need to start looking at it. So get connected to the right people. Number three, work every appointment full circle. And that means that every appointment your focus is to sell, book a party, and share info. Share info, company info. Remember, it's all about the numbers. The more you book, the more that will hold, and the more that you sell, the more you will make. It's real simple math. Okay? See, it's all about the numbers. I want to give you a challenge. Are you all up for a challenge? All right, here we go. Challenge number one. I challenge you to get those appointments on your books. But I don't want you to stop there. I want to challenge you to jumpstart your business with a power start. I had a beauty consultant in my unit that did her 30 faces in 2 days. Last 2 days of the month, we had a special breakfast. If you did a power start, you got to come too. And she had placed her order already that qualified her, but she had to have her 30 faces in. And she got on the phone one day and said, look, I have a big challenge. I have to get it done in 2 days. Could you help me? Could I borrow your face? And she got 30 faces done in 2 days. So that's a challenge. Okay? And from those parties, why not decide to hold 16 building appointments? Mary Kay said, it's a magic spark that transforms being into living, and it makes hard work enjoyable. Nothing will help you to sell yourself better than the power of your personal enthusiasm. Do you guys remember that feeling we talked about at the very beginning when you first got your starter kit? When you first placed your first order, okay? Go break some Mary Kay records, ladies. Your cars in the fastest time become directors and just blow the doors off this upcoming year. Have a fabulous year. Bye.